It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
All right, this week I want to talk with you, my students, about a phrasal verb, take off. Take off. Yeah, this is a phrasal verb. Now, a phrasal verb is a verb that, in this case, the verb is take, plus a preposition, off. Take off. All right? And we often use take off to say we're removing clothing. Okay, that's the most common use of take off. So I am taking off my shoes, or he took off his hat at dinner. Okay, so take, and then the past tense took, and then the past participle taken. Take, took, taken. All right, so that's pretty common. We take off some of our clothing. All right, but we do use take off as kind of an idiom, not really a true idiom, but take off does have four other meanings that you may not be so familiar with. All right, let's take a look. All right, the first meaning of take off means to leave the ground and begin to fly. It's also fairly common, so, you know, with birds or with airplanes. So you might say, hey, when do we take off? All right, when does the flight take off? Or the seagull took off and headed toward the lake. All right, that means to leave the ground and begin to fly. All right, now another one means to leave in a hurry. All right, so you want to leave a place very, very quickly. All right. Wow. She really took off from the party. You know, oh my gosh, I've got to take off. I'm late. All right. So that means I need to leave quickly. I'm in a hurry. I got to leave. All right. That's another meaning of take off. All right. For this one is a business meaning. All right. Take off means something that begins to sell very, very well. All right. For example, Barbie dolls began to take off in the 60s. Yeah, Barbie began to take off in the 60s. So they started to sell many, many, many Barbie dolls in the 60s. Or the Avenger ticket sales really took off after the opening weekend, which is true, actually. After the opening weekend, it got stronger, the Avengers, as more people liked the movie. So the sales took off after the opening weekend. All right, so that's a business idiom. So kind of to sell well, all right? Another one, all right, means to become exciting, all right? Something that becomes exciting. So you could say, hey, man, did the party ever take off or was it really boring all night? And you would say, no, the party took off after midnight. The party took off after midnight. So the party got exciting after midnight. Yeah. So that is take off. And of course, in Canada, we say, take off, eh? You hoser? Take off, eh? That means, I don't believe you or get out of here. It's an old idiom. I know Canadian people are like rolling their eyes going, James, why are you teaching take off, eh? It's an old idiom. You're not going to hear it much. And you will only hear it in Canada or from a Canadian because it's very, very famous part of our culture. And it's from the Bob and Doug McKenzie, two great Canadians, eh? Check them out on YouTube. All right. Check them, Bob and Doug McKenzie. It's true. Yes. Believe me. All right. You're fine. Okay. You know, take off, eh? And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.